好開心能夠第一次同大家嚟到去分享上帝嘅話語嚇。咁喺在座當中都有好多好熟悉嘅面孔。
I'm quite happy to be coming here and talking to you. A few of you I've known personally.
Yeah. 係啦，首先喺呢度都代表中文堂嚟到向各位問安啦，亦都向阿 John 嘅家人嚟到問安。
I bring greetings from the Chinese side, and also my greeting to John and his family as well.
今日我同大家嚟到去選讀嘅一段嘅經文嚇，咁係大家可能都係一段非常之熟悉嘅經文，提到有關罪啦，同埋佢嗰個嘅來源啦嚇。
The passage we read this morning is a passage many of us are familiar with. Talks about the origin and the history of sin.
因為當中有一些很重要的信仰的問題，提到關於人的自由和上帝的主權等等的問題。
It's also some very important questions about faith, particularly related to human freedom and God's sovereignty.
因為在過去這幾個月的牧養裡面，我發現無論在長者的信仰班或者新移民的朋友，無論從18歲到80歲的人咧，佢哋都會問一個問題，就係點解上帝創造嘅人會犯罪嘅咧
？I've encountered in the past many people, either young or old, at one time or another, will often ask the following question: Why are people created by God capable of committing crimes？
點解上帝唔會創造一啲能夠絕對順從嘅人，容讓呢啲？犯罪咧，唔完美嘅事嚟到去唔出現咧，究竟罪嘅來源喺邊度嚟嘅咧
？Why didn't God just plainly create people who are totally obedient, and why does He allow imperfect things like sin to occur？
呢一系列嘅問題咧，我哋都好似聽過或者了解過咧啲似是而非嘅答案，但係我哋係咪真係喺聖經入邊咧睇到嗰個嘅答案咧？今日好想大家一齊嚟到透過聖經嚟到去睇。
We may have all heard some superficial answers to those questions, but are they really coming from the Bible? Let's dive in today.
係啦，咁我哋首先從今日經文所見咧，喺人類犯罪之前咧，上帝曾經吩咐亞當，創世記第二章16-17節話，上帝吩咐他說：園中各樣樹上的果子，你可以隨意吃。只是分別是惡樹上的果子，你不可吃，因為你吃的日子必定死。
Before mankind sinned, we saw God gave Adam the following command. The Lord God commanded the man, You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die.
曾經有些人都問過類似的問題，就是我相信这个世界是有一个创造主的，但他似乎创造了这个世界之后呢，就扔下了他了。我承认有一个创造主，但是他和我似乎是没有任何的关系的，所以呢，他不对我负上责任，我也不需要向他来负上任何的责任。
People have also said the following things. I believe there was a creator of this world, but after he created it, he abandoned it.All this question, I acknowledge that there's a creator, but he has nothing to do with me. Therefore, he's not responsible to me, and I do not need to bear any responsibility to him.
但如果我哋认真嚟到去睇呢段经文嘅时候咧，事实咧好可能系相反嘅。上帝创造咗人类之后咧，并唔系同佢冇任何嘅关系，相反，佢哋嘅关系。是藉著這個的戒命或者這個命令來到緊扣在一起的。
However, if we were to look at this scripture carefully, this is in fact not the case. We see that after God created human, He did not abandon them and no longer said, I don't have anything else to do with you. On the contrary, the relationships between God and human were bound together specifically out of this commandment.
正如有些聖經學者指出，就是說在最初人和上帝的關係是藉著一種盟約式的關係，雙方都需要付出的，雙方都來到去參與這個的盟約呢，就是一方面講出上帝的主權和恩典，上帝能夠負責提供人類生活 所需的一切，以及提供人类最大的自由。
As some biblical scholars had pointed out right from the beginning, the relationship between man and God was a covenant relationship, where God says, I require the participation of both parties. On the one hand, this covenant highlighted God's sovereignty and grace, as God provided all the needs for human life and freedom. But on the other hand, it also emphasized humans' responsibility.
佢講到人嘅責任啊，其實佢哋都要相應有一個嘅要求。一旦違約嘅時候咧，就需要受到相關嗰個懲罰。
Yeah, humans on the human side, it also emphasized that they need to have complementing requirements, right? Once they breach the covenant, they would need to be punished.
所以神同人之間嘅關係喺創世之初咧就已經確立咗落嚟啦。是一種盟約式的關係而存在，雙方都需要履行一定的角色和責任。
So to repeat, therefore, since the beginning of creation, the relationship between God and man has been established. It exists in the form of a covenant, and both parties need to fulfill certain roles and responsibility.
好了，来到这里，可能我们都会接受有一个这样的关系。 OK, 上帝，你提供一切的好处给我们，我哋就係需要唔違反其中一條好小嘅戒命就可以啦，似乎係好公平，亦都知非常之著數啊嚇。
At this point, you may say to yourself, "Okay, I'm accepting this arrangement. Okay, God, you provided us with all the benefit, and all we need to do is to not violate one of the small commandments. It seems fair, and even to our advantage."
但係上帝又點解喺咁眾多嘅食物入邊？你又要刻意設立一棵嘅分別善惡樹，唔俾我哋食咧，而且又將佢擺喺我哋睇得見又摸得到嘅地方咧？上帝，你咁樣做係咪有心噶？係咪一種嘅用心不良嘅咧？嚇！如果冇呢棵樹嘅話，可能人就唔會犯罪啦。
But ask yourself this question: Why was there a tree of good and knowledge of good and evil among the many food that were within our reach?And why are we not allowed to touch from that tree when it's clearly within our reach? Does God have bad intention on this? Because if it weren't for the tree, human wouldn't have sinned.
呢度所以亦都引導我哋再去思想有關上帝戒命有另外一個更加深層嘅意思。就好似一個學者所講，佢話其實人創造嘅時候並唔係自由嘅，佢。其實是被命令或者是被吩咐呢要去成為自由的。
Let's contemplate another meaning about this commandment. As one scholar pointed out, man has not been created free. He has been received the commandment to be free.
所以因此很簡單的來到去講，就是說如果沒有上帝這道戒命的時候，人根本不知道自由是何物。
Man was not created free. He was called to live out freedom.
如果舉一個很簡單的例子，就是如果當我們被邀請去到一棟很豪華的別墅的時候，我們可能第一個感覺就是覺得很拘束啊，不知道應該哪個地方可以去，哪個地方不可以去。但直到那個主人告訴你，除了那個上了鎖的地方你不可以去的話，其他地方你都可以去的時候，你就可以覺得，稍微放下一些戒備的心，你可以享受在這個別墅當中。
Imagine this scenario. You are inside a luxurious mansion. At first, you may feel confused because you don't know where you can go or where you should not go. And until the owner tells you, you can go everywhere except this particular locked place, then after this, you will feel much relaxed.And then you can start enjoy all the amenities offered by the mansion.
所以上帝呢個吩咐係好重要嘅，佢其實係想我哋去享受創造所帶嚟嘅自由，只係佢哋需要留意呢個嘅自由唔好越過咗應有嘅界線，而上帝冇刻意嚟到隱藏呢條嘅界線，佢係要我哋清楚嚟到睇得見呢條嘅界線。
You see, this command from God is very important.He wants humans to enjoy the freedom brought by creation, but they also need to pay attention to this freedom and not cross the boundary. God did not choose to hide this line. He specifically wanted them to see it clearly.
係啦，咁所以因為呢條界線嘅存在係有一個好重要嘅功能，嚟到清楚嚟到定義我究竟係邊一個，我唔係邊一個，我係客人，我唔係主人。
The existence of the boundary is a very important function. It's used to clearly define who am I, who am I not. For example, I am a guest, I'm not the host.
所以當人嚟到選擇遵守呢條界命嘅時候，佢認清楚自己角色，不過係一個嘅創造物嘅角色，而發出命令嗰位先係嗰個嘅創造主。
When people choose to obey this commandment, they recognize that they are merely creatures, ones that are being made, and also the one who issued the command is the creator, the one who made them.
簡單嚟講，呢棵樹好可能冇一個嘅神奇嘅功能，但佢嘅存在就好似一個好清楚嘅界線。要我哋嚟到去分別自己個身份。當我哋逾越咗呢條界線嘅時候，唔單止唔能夠得到真正嘅自由，而係陷入喺一種嘅危險，甚至係一種嘅死亡嘅狀態當中。
So you see, while the tree itself may not have magical powers, but it exists to draw a clear line that requires us to identify ourselves. When we cross that line, not only do we not gain true freedom.But we will fall even into a dangerous or death state.
就好似我哋日常生活入边，我哋见到当海里边嘅鱼跳上陆地，又或者当行走紧嘅列车佢离开咗路轨嘅时候，佢哋本嚟所享有嘅自由就唔再存在啦。
Just like when the fish in the ocean jumps onto the land, or when a train leaves its track.The freedom that they were originally enjoying is no longer there.
所以我哋再去反思就係上帝設立呢棵分別是惡樹，佢嗰個用心係咪不良呢？其實恰恰相反，上帝如果唔一早話俾我哋聽，我哋嘅限制，到我哋因為享受所謂嘅自由而搞得好似焦頭爛額嘅時候，先跳出嚟話哦，原來有呢棵咁樣嘅樹嚇，咁嘅時候先係用心不良。
So let us ask ourselves again, did God have bad intention on setting up this tree? I would argue, in fact, it's the opposite. If God does not lay out the restrictions early on, but instead only tell us at the end, after we have breached it, then that would be a malicious intention of God.
所以在創造的開始，上帝不單止期望，祂甚至來到命令我們要活出一種自由的生活。这一点呢正好跟我们今天的社会相反。今天的社会呢他觉得界命和自由呢好像彼此之间呢是矛盾的，好像彼此之间呢是有问题的。有界命呢你就不要想着有自由。
Therefore, in the beginning of creation, God not only expects, He even commanded us to live a life of freedom. Let's chew on this for a minute. In today's society, commandments,or rules, and freedom are not friends of each other. Don't think about freedom if you have been given restrictions. But here, Genesis made it very clear that with commandment, people have real freedom.
創世記呢度講得好清楚啦，有咗戒命，人先能夠有真正嘅自由。離開咗戒命嘅話，或者逾越咗嗰條應有界線嘅話，就會帶嚟完全唔同嘅結果。
And here Genesis also made it very clear that with the commandment, people have real freedom. Ignoring the commandment or breaching the boundaries will bring about completely different results.
而接下來的劇情呢，也都引證了這一點。
We see this in the next plot.
在第三章的開始的時候呢，介紹了蛇的角色這個登場。蛇這個角色呢，是相當之神秘的，既是一個的創造物，但同一時間呢，能夠引誘人嚟到去犯罪。
In Genesis chapter 3, we were introduced to the appearance of the serpent. Serpent was a rather mysterious character because both his creation and an accomplice in seducing people into committing crimes.
有關蛇嘅討論呢係有好多嘅嚇，不過聖經呢度嘅焦點咧就係唔係解釋蛇嗰個來源，而係聚焦喺蛇和女人之間的互動， 解釋翻人係點樣一步一步咧被引誘嚟到去突破嗰條嘅界線。
There have been many discussions about the snake, but we're not here to talk about that. The focus here is to talk about the interaction between the snake and the woman, demonstrating that how people can be tempted step by step to cross a boundary.
因為我哋睇到蛇咧，其實可能冇一個嘅超自然嘅能力嚟到去引誘人，相反，佢係透過一個嘅對話嚟到開始嘅。有人稱呼呢一次係人類歷史上邊咧第一次嘅神學嘅討論。
Here you can see that the snake did not seduce the woman with superpower, rather he just started with a conversation. Some call this conversation the first theological discussion in human history, because two parties came together to discuss God.
到現在為止咧，我哋睇到從人創造對佢犯罪之前咧。在伊甸園入邊咧，就係得兩位嘅角色同人嚟到講嘢，分別係上帝同埋蛇講咗啲説話。不過咧，佢哋之間咧係一個嘅非常之重要嘅分別嚇。有學者指出咧，上帝嘅説話咧係 speaks 嚇，蛇嗰個説話咧係 talks。
Okay, up to this point, we've seen there were only two conversations happened so far: God to man and serpent to man.There was, however, a very important distinction between those two conversations. Scholar pointed out that God spoke, but the serpent conversed.
係啦，上帝佢係 speaks， 點解咧？就係因為佢講嘅嘢係單向性嘅。上帝嘅説話咧係帶有一種嘅絕對性嚇，你哋吃嘅日子必定死，係冇任何嘅討價還價嘅餘地嚇。你所講嘅或者上帝所講嘅。不是一個良善的建議咁簡單，建議你咁樣做比較好。
As you can see, God's word was absolute. It's one way. Because in the days you eat from it, you will surely die. There was no room for bargaining. It's not like, oh, what I think you're doing is not good. Let me suggest you something better.
而蛇嘅對話咧就唔同啦。蛇嘅對話咧就係嘗試同你傾下偈先嚇。提供多一種的可能性來到給你思考，好像第一節說，神豈是真說不許你們吃園中所有樹上的果子嘛？第三節又說，蛇對女人說，你們不一定死的。蛇所說的說話不似神，沒有一種的絕對性。
The conversation that the serpent had with the woman was more about suggesting possibilities. So we can see in verse 1, it says,Did God really say you are not allowed to eat the tree from any tree in the garden? Or from verse 3, the snake said to the woman, you will not surely die. The words uttered by the snakes were not like God, would and had no absolutes.
是的，没错，他在做的动作就是尝试在上帝的权威背后来到提出疑问，令到人引发一种的质疑。
On the contrary, he was trying to raise questions about the claims of God's authority, raising doubts in the human mind.
所以呢度見到蛇引誘人嘅第一步咧，先喺呢個嘅思想層面嚟到去工作，為嘅就係要將上帝絕對嗰個界名咧，變成一種嘅相對化，最後變成一種嘅可能性，啊，將界名變成咗一種嘅選擇。
The first step.In this next attempt to seduce people was to work at the ideological level to downplay God's absolute commandment and eventually turning them into a possibility, turning the commandment into a choice.
呢個就係試探嗰個本質啦。但聖經係話是就説是，不是就説不是。多説嘅就係出於魔鬼。
This is the nature of temptation.But we can see the Bible says, if you say yes, if you don't say no, any more words are of the devil.
感謝主，如果我哋認真嚟到去睇聖經嘅話咧，你會發現上帝同人講嘅説話咧，似乎係唔多嘅，同埋多數嘅情況底下咧，都係直來直去嘅嚇，因為佢唔會講多餘嘅説話，俾人留低一啲嘅遐想啊，或者一啲嘅詮釋嘅空間。
If you read the Bible carefully, you will find that God seems to speak very little and is often straightforward. This is because he never speaks unnecessarily or leave room for imagination or interpretation.
所以他亦都不会提出一些良善的建议，告诉你听，你试一下也无妨，不试也不紧要。他所说的是要将那些生和死、祸与福的道理来到向我们陈明出来。
God is not about providing advice, whether then it's up to us to take or leave them. What he said was to show life or death, disasters or blessing.
这个给我们的反思就是，今天我们怎样来到看待我们的信仰呢？我们是正将信仰看上来是一种一系列良善的建议，抑或是将信仰看成是一个关乎生与死的问题呢？
Reflection point. How do you see your faith today? Do you see your faith as a series of good suggestions to improve your life, or is it a matter of life and death?
如果是前者的话，我们很可能将信仰变成了一种生活的点缀，怎样来到优化我们的生活是一种的建议，就算不做的话也都没什么所谓。
If it is the first, then you will see faith just as an embellishment of life, a way of suggestions on how to improve your life. Therefore, we won't lose much if we don't have faith.
但如果是后者的话呢，就会不同了。我们会认真思考什么是门徒的代价，认真来到看待究竟上帝跟我们讲的说话是什么。
However, if we view faith as a matter of life and death, then you will treat God's words seriously and carefully.
所以当我们如果真的是喜欢在信仰上面讨价还价，跟魔鬼来到保持一个对话的时候呢，我们很容易呢就来到试探的第二步了。我们来到去诠释上帝来到怎样来到跟我们说话。
If you remain in the state where you believe your faith is just a series of advice, then you will easily fall into the second step, which the serpent used to tempt us, which is to get us to add our own interpretation into the word of God.
在第三节他说，你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。从女人那个的回答，我们看到他增加了对上帝诫命的演绎。上帝就是告诉他们，你们不可以吃，但是没有跟他们说不可以摸。
You can see from the woman's answer to the serpent's question in Genesis chapter 3 verse 3, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch, or you will die. You see that here she added her own interpretation here. God only say that they should not eat, but not that they should not touch.
这道蛇似乎想引出上帝对女人对上帝诫命的理解呢，多重的意思就是，这个似乎是一个充满禁令、规矩很多的上帝。
It seems here that the serpent was successful in actually enticing the woman to bring out her own understanding of God, a God full of prohibition and rules.
第五节我们更加看到，那个的诠释的空间可以再大了。第五节说，因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛明亮了，便能够如神这样知道善恶。
In verse 5, we see that the snake actually pushed it a little bit further. For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
这里蛇又添加了上帝没有讲过的说话。在这系列的对话里面，蛇企图让人呢来到重新来到诠释对上帝那种的观感，你的上帝是充满了限制的，并且你的上帝是自私的，因为他其实是担心你们会变成好像他这样。
Here we see that the snake added a few words that God did not say to reshape people's perception of God, that your God is full of limitations and selfish. He is worried that you will become more like him.
因此蛇这里所鼓吹的，其实也好像今天我们这个世界 所應許俾我哋嘅就係話，我哋信服上帝嘅時候，就好似一個奴隸咁樣嚇，唔成熟亦都係一種幼稚嘅行為。只有勃逆上帝，我哋先能夠帶嚟真正嘅自由、成熟，同埋咧同上帝一樣。唯有脱離咗上帝，我哋先能夠做翻真正嘅自己。呢個咧就係蛇俾女人一個嘅終極嘅應許同埋試探。
What the serpent was advocating was that this is precisely what the world today wants us to know, that obedience to God is equal to slavery, foolishness, and immaturity. Only apart from God can you be your own true self. That was the ultimate promise and temptation given by the snake to the woman.
所以在第三個情節，我們看到蛇他的試探成功了的時候，我們會見到那個嘅罪嘅距離咧，係越嚟越近啦。結果係點樣咧
？In the next plot, we see that after the snake has done his work, it disappears, and now it successfully enticed people to cross the boundary between people and God, and sin is getting closer.
喺第六節嗰度咁樣講，佢話：於是女人看見那樹上的果子好作食物，也悅人的眼目。且是可喜愛的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子來吃了，又給她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
You see, in verse 6, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, and pleasing to the eyes, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, and I pressed my... Sorry. For gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it.
嗰個女人，佢企喺嗰棵樹上前邊，佢已經忘記咗上帝俾佢哋嘅戒命。佢就係睇到嗰棵樹所能帶嚟嘅好處。我哋同罪之間嗰個嘅距離，除咗係一種嘅思維上邊咧，或者一種思想上邊嘅試探，其實亦都嚟自外在嘅，仲要有我哋肉體上邊嘅配合。
See, the woman stood in front of the tree. At that point, she has forgotten about God's commandment. She only saw what was attracting her, that the tree was very pretty, and she only saw the benefits that the tree brought. The distance between us and sin comes not only from what we see internally, but what we saw from an external factor point of view. That is, we are cooperating through our bodily flesh.
去形容呢方面嘅試探咧，我認為約翰一書一章十六節咧，係正好呼應咗呢種咁樣嘅試探。佢咁樣講，佢話：因為凡世界上嘅東西，好比肉體嘅情慾、眼目嘅情慾，同埋今生嘅驕傲，都不是從父來的，而是從世界來的。
I think John 2:16 describes this appropriately. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh.The lusts of the eyes and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world.
女人睇见嗰棵树好作食物，呢个系口腹嘅需要，对应翻系一种肉体嘅情欲。
The woman saw that the tree was good for food, and the need of her mouth and her stomach corresponds to that need.
其次，悦人嘅眼目呢种系一种嘅官能嘅刺激。佢中意睇到一啲靚嘅事物嚇，呢個咧就係一種眼目嘅情慾。
Second, pleasing to the eyes, these were stimulation of the senses, and she likes to stare at beautiful things, which corresponds to the eyes.
最後啦，使人能夠有智慧，每一個人都希望自己能夠變得聰明啊，甚至好似神一樣，能夠知道善惡。呢個係對應今生嗰種嘅驕傲。
And finally.It makes people wise. Everyone desires to become wise, sometimes even wise like God, knowing good and evil. This corresponds to the pride of this life.
在这一层层的试探进逼底下，人终于突破了那条的界线，伸手来到摘这个树上的果子来吃。但最终他们是否能够得偿所愿呢？
So under these pressures,The woman finally broke through this boundary and reached out to pick the fruit from the tree to eat. But in the end, Did she get what they wanted?
在第七節這樣說，他說，義人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露體，便拿無花果樹的葉子為自己編造裙子。
In verse 7, then the eyes of both of them were open, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves.
這裡看到就是蛇的狡猾呢，是在於他混淆的事實。他說話呢，有一半是帶著事實，但是呢，另一半呢，是帶著謊言的。
This demonstrates the serpent's cunningness, lies in confusing us with facts, with half-truths and half-lies.
沒錯，人吃了這個禁果之後，他的眼睛是變得明亮，不過聖經卻是沒有說他們變成好像神一樣，相反，他們的眼睛是看到帶來的結果就是自己那種的羞恥。
While it was true that after eating the forbidden fruit, the human's eyes were open, but the Bible did not say that they become like God. On the contrary, the opening of their eyes made them saw their own nakedness and brought only shame.
羞恥是人犯罪之後最直接的結果，羞恥是一種對於自己的論斷，對於一種自己的批評。人有了羞恥之後，就開始有了私隱了，他們彼此之間要用葉子來到遮蓋自己的身體。
Shame is the most direct result after a person commits a crime. Shame is a kind of self-judgment and self-criticism. With shame, people begin to hide things. They use leaves to cover themselves with each other.
但聖經其實是補充說，當時人赤身露體並不覺得羞恥，這裡很明顯地暗示了他們犯罪所帶來的結果不是神所期待的。
You realize that the Bible did stated in the beginning that people were naked and did not feel shame at that time. This clearly implies that the consequences of their sin were not ideal.
所以羞恥感首先帶來的就是人與人之間有一種的隔膜，他們不願意坦誠來到相對，只能夠遮遮掩掩，有所隱藏。
First, shame will bring gaps to people. When people are feeling shameful, they don't act honestly and also often cover up and hide things.
然後就是人和上帝之間有一種的隔膜，因為後面的故事我們看到就是亞當和夏娃知道自己是赤身露體的時候，他們要躲避上帝。
Not only that, shame also brings gap between people and God. Because you will see in the following story, Adam and Eve knew they were naked, so they hid from God.
所以罪所帶來的結果，為什麼上帝說是一種死亡的結果呢？我們看到首先就是關係之間的疏離，逃避上帝的關係，這種呢就是聖經所說靈性上面的死亡。
Therefore, the result of sin is alienation from and avoidance of relationship with God. This is why the Bible refers to as spiritual death.
自此之後，人亦都開始習慣來到去隱藏自己，編織出裙子，即是我們今天社會發展出各種的禮儀和規範，為的其實都是讓我們同人與人之間保持一段的距離。
Since then, you see that people have become accustomed to hiding themselves, like weaving scarves or putting up walls such as various forms and standards to keep us at a distance from God.
所以羞恥感的另外一面就是令到我們變得更加專注在自己身上，我們只是關心自己那個的得失成敗。聖經經常說，或者我們自己經常說，就是自我中心是罪的一種最具體的表現。雖然聖經沒有這個詞彙，但我們看到就是羞恥是一種更加立體的罪對於我們的影響，令到人變得更加自卑，但同一時間也都很自大。
The other side of shame is people become more self-centered.Focusing only on themselves and only caring about your own gains and losses. We often say that self-centeredness is the specific manifestation of sin, although the Bible never specifically used the word self-centered, the word shame used here more vividly illustrates the impact of sin in our lives.
所以從結果來看，就是亞當和夏娃他們起初吃禁果的原因或者目的，就是希望收窄人和上帝之間的距離，變得好像和上帝一樣，但最終那個結果卻是令到他們和上帝之間的關係變得越來越遠。
You see, Adam and Eve initially wanted to eat the fruit in the hope of narrowing them become more like God, narrowing their distance. But at the end, they actually became farther and farther away from him.
所以如果用一個的例子，或者用一個的我經歷，或者我看過的電影來到總結我今天所講的，想跟大家來到去講這部的電影，可能在座當中有人也都看過。
I'd like to sum up using a movie that I watched recently. It's on the screen here. It's called Don't Look Up. And Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence. Some of you may have seen it or some may not. I'll try to briefly recap.
我嘗試很簡單的來到去概括那個情節，這個情節就是說呢，一些科學家去一次的研究裡面意外地發現呢，有一顆呢很大的彗星正是呢衝向地球了。如果不出意外的話呢，六個月之後當這個的彗星抵達地球的時候，這裡地球一切呢就會被毀滅。
The movie is about a story where a scientistI was shocked to discover that during his research that a comet as big as the Himalayas were approaching the Earth at full speed. Within 6 months, this comet will hit our Earth and destroy everything here.
不過人類對於這次危機的態度呢，就見到大家是非常不同了。政客呢，他就是貪戀自己的權利，媒體呢，就是關心他的流量，而資本家呢，就是關心他們的收益，學者呢，他的聲音是沒有辦法被人聽得到。
Well, the movie showcases the attitude of mankind toward this crisis. It's quite astonishing. Politicians continue to be greedy for power. The media only cares about sensationalism or traffic, news traffic. The investors continue to seek profits, and the voices of the academia are weak.And are drowned out, and as a result, people don't know who to believe.
係啦，最後人唔知道相信邊一位嘅時候，竟然任由呢個嘅地球咧毀於一旦。電影係透過一種嘅黑色幽默嘅方式嚟到批判呢個時代嚇。每個人定係關心自己眼前嘅事物，但對於真正關心嘅嘢咧，卻係漠不關心。
As a result, the people who do not know who to believe. In the end, the earth was allowed to be destroyed. In a dark and humorous way, this movie criticized our modern culture, where everyone only focuses on the things in front of them, but is ignorant to the things that they should really care about.
Don't Look Up 完美地反映了亞當的後代的歷史。每個人只是著重自己眼前事物那種的吸引，只是隨從自己的肉體的情慾、眼目的情慾和今生的驕傲。
The movie Don't Look Up perfectly summarize or reflect the history of Adam's descendants. Everyone is focused only on what's in front of them, following the lust of their flesh, the lust of their eyes, and the pride of life.
但是這個的電影除了諷刺這個時弊之外呢，其實也都說了他對於今日社會的現象和問題的出路，真正的辦法是吧，反過來就是要 look up.
At the same time that the movie is satirizing the current world, it also provided a solution to the problem at hand. The real solution lies in look up from us.
如果從信仰的角度來看，就是我們要去仰望上帝。其實人類真正的悲劇就是因為他們 唔再嘗試嚟到去 look up 啦。
From a spiritual point of view, it is to look up to God. In fact, the real strategy of mankind is that we no longer try to look up.
呢度俾我哋嘅提醒就係，我哋有冇發現喺生活入邊有啲嘅問題正喺度撞向你咧？
We are reminded of the following: when problems in the world are hitting you in life,
有冇啲嘅試探正在撞向緊你咧？
When you are facing the temptations,
我哋仍然係低頭唔理啊，任由佢撞向我哋啊。
Do you lower your head and let them hit you?
抑或我哋嘗試嚟到 look up， 尋求從上面而嚟嘅幫助咧？
Or do you look up and seek help from above?
願上帝嘅話語嚟到再一次祝福大家。
May you be blessed with the word of God.